about a month or a month and a half after I woke up with my idea, she started to come round again. She'd watch Jeopardy on the little bedroom TV and rag the contestants if they didn't know who was president during the Spanish-American War or who played Melanie in Gone with the Wind. She started all her old globber about how her kids might come and visit her before Labor Day, and of course she pestered to be put in her chair so she could watch me hang the sheets and make sure I use 6 pins and not just 4. Then there come a Thursday when I pulled the bedpan out from under her at noon, dry as a bone and empty as a salesman's promises. I can't tell you how pleased I was to see that empty bedpan. Here we go, you sly old fox, I thought. Now ain't we gonna see? I went downstairs and called Susie Prue into the parlor. I want you to vacuum in here today, Susie, I told her. Okay, Mrs. Claiborne, she said. That's what both of them called me, Andy. What most people on the island called me, as far as that goes. I never made an issue of it at church or anywhere else, but that's how it is. It's like they think I was married to a fellow named Claiborne at some point in my checkered past. Or maybe I just want to believe most of them don't remember Joe, although I guess there's plenty who do. It don't matter too much one way or the other in the end. I guess I am entitled to believe what I want to believe. I was the one married to the bastard, after all.
I don't mind, she goes on, but why are you whispering? Never mind, I said. Just keep your own voice down, and don't you break anything in here, Susan Emma Prue, don't you dare.
Well, she blushed just as red as the side of the volunteer fire truck. It was actually sort of comical.
How did you know my middle name was Emma?
None of your beeswax, I says. I've spent donkey's years on Little Tall, and there's no end to the things I know, and the people I know 'em about. You just be careful of your elbows around the furniture and Mrs. God's carnival glass vases, especially when you're backing up, and you won't have a thing to worry about.
I'll be extra careful, she said.
I turned the Kirby on for her, and then I stepped into the hall, cupped my hands around my mouth and...